Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's choose. TheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. All right, if you're going to want to laugh, check out this couple that got engaged while they were out walking with their little boy. And this boy, he made it a memorable proposal as he dropped his pants and started peeing on the sidewalk while they were proposing.
It's incredible. This is so funny. I get it. Your blinders are on because you're proposing and she's excited she's getting proposed to. But right behind them, he's just doing it.
Yeah, he is. Ugh.
I'm going to pee outside.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
I love you with all my heart. I want you to wear the shirt.
Seriously. You're serious right
there
now.
There goes the kid.
Oh, my God.
Seriously,
look at
me.
Oh, my God. You guys.
Oh, my God. He's peeing. Are you serious?
There's a lot of serious moments right there. Yeah, because if you don't see the video, you think she's saying, are you serious, to this kid dropping his pants and peeing? But no, her back is turned to him.
Yeah, she's saying, are you serious that you're proposing to me right now? And the two of them are oblivious. And of course, great job by the camera person.
Didn't even say a thing.
Said nothing and just let it all play out. And that will be played for the rest of that kid's life.
He needs to do that at the wedding.
No.
Make him the ring bearer.
No.
But for all we know, they might make a crap ton of money off of this video if it spreads virally enough.
You have to say crap ton because that's the next step.
That's for the wedding.
Yeah, that's the next step.
That's not just a ring on that pillow.
No, it's not. Oh, man.
No.
Yeah, no, I don't
all
think
right,
so.
Fine.
Yeah, I want to be able to have nice cake and not wonder what the hell happened to the cake. Okay.
I just love how free that kid was. He was just like, I'm just going to drop my pants. I don't even care.
I love the kid because you know what? He didn't pee his pants. He was like, I'm going to go do this way.
And he told them.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. They were probably preoccupied thinking about what's about to happen. But he said, I'm going to pee outside.
Yeah. The kid, they were near a fountain. So I thought maybe the kid could have really, used the fountain.
That's where you throw pennies.
So. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty amazing. Damn. We are talking about weddings. And so let's do this survey. That asked women what's the one thing they wish they could change about their wedding.
Ooh.
Oh, I have to tell you something, dude. The number one thing is
the husband.
Well, that should be the number one thing, don't you think? The number one thing is their dress. And I accidentally, my wife was, I visited my wife and she had this show on, they say yes to the dress. God, I hate that show. I hate the whole process. The amount, and they got to try to convince the father. And I'm dreading that if my daughter is one of these bridezillas, it's going to make me spend way too much money.
You have to get her a suite every year for her birthday at a nice hotel. Yeah. That's just for her birthday party. You don't think that when she has the special day that she's the princess, that she's going to go
I know.
I was going to say balls to the wall, but you know what I mean.
Don't say that. Yeah, don't. It just disappoints me because the amount of money that people spend on the dress is insane.
Bring in Sarah. I like to know what's going on in her head when it comes to money.
Well, let me ask you. Do you know if it was reasonable, the price that your wife paid for her dress? Because these are like five-figure dresses.
It wasn't 5 figures. But is it reasonable to other clothing? No. It's way too expensive. But that's just the racket that is the marriage world.
See, I hate that racket.
But no, it wasn't like a $10,000 dress, but it was an expensive dress. But I mean, that's...
See, my wife went and she didn't get a wedding dress like the traditional wedding dress. She got a nice dress at a store that was just a regular dress that she made her wedding dress because my wife is kind of a hippie. So I kind of dug that. Our wedding was so reasonably priced. It was. That's why I'm like, are you kidding me?
It just makes you realize though how we're in the wrong business. We should be in the wedding business because the wedding dresses are expensive. Then to get it preserved. Because, you know, if you want to keep it forever or whatever.
Why?
It's a keepsake. It's a memorable day.
What do you take it out and just look at it?
No. If you get it preserved, you can't take it out of the damn bag because they like suck out all the air so it doesn't get discolored.
There are some.
And that's like a few $100 to do that.
Why do people do that? What's the point of it?
To keep it forever. What if you have a kid and you want to pass that dress down?
You know they're never going to do that. They're going to go their own dress shopping and spend more money. They won't use hers.
Some people do.
Ugh.
It's becoming a trend with like prom dresses and wedding dresses for kids to recycle their mom's dresses. But there's some people that will spend even more money to put the dress in a giant picture frame.
Ugh.
And if you have like a walk-in closet, you can put it in there. I've seen the Pinterest boards.
I've clearly forgotten how much the dress was. My wife is listening. Apparently, it was a lot more than I thought.
Oh boy!
Holy guacamole!
Oh boy! Oh, your wife says she just texted you how much it was.
No, but she just said that I was wrong.
Oh
wow! Is it as much as you tell her your hockey and your drum equipment?
Oh, I can get a lot of drum equipment for what she spent on the dress. I'm imagining.
Yeah, I mean, your wife's dress looked great, but it's such a racket. It's like, wow, you wear it once, you'll never wear it again if you're lucky enough to have a daughter.
Pictures forever.
And the pictures, that makes sense. You've got the pictures.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. All right, well, Sarah's in the room. I'm so dreading her wedding.
I bet you already have a crazy, elaborate wedding in your head.
Oh, hey, you know, I go back and forth because I do like to party, and this is like the one day out of my life that I'm going to marry this guy, blah, blah, blah. But then I'm also such a cheap ass. I really am. And I'm not really much of a fashionista, so as a dress goes, I'm probably just going to go to TJ Maxx or Ross or something and just find a white dress, really. Target.
Oh, I love this. You're just like your mom.
Yeah.
All right, we save on that. Oh, yeah. That's good.
I don't want it long. I want it short. You know what I mean? So I don't need the whole...
Oh, so you're going to go for like a ratchet dress.
Oh, hell yeah, with like pink stilettos that I already have. Totally.
All right. This is making me feel better.
But so as far classy. As like the party goes, that's probably what's going to be expensive.
Because
I want an open bar.
Oh.
I want the biggest cake ever.
Oh,
you know, I want a legit DJ. I want the whole nine.
What do you want? A legit DJ? What do you want? Like DJ Aoki or something like that?
Sure. Sir Mix-a-Lot or something? Who knows,
I don't know
right?
if Sir Mix-a-Lot does DJing, but okay.
He will for my wedding. But yeah, so that's probably what's going to be really expensive.
Aye.
But as far as the dress and stuff now, and the bachelorette party, that is going to be crazy.
Vegas.
At least I don't pay for that,
hell
though.
Hell yeah.
The father doesn't pay for bachelorette party, right?
No, it's the rest of us.
Yeah.
The girls.
Oh, geez. Why? See, this is a racket.
I'll fit you in. Can I come?
Yes!
All right.
Danny, you're in.
You're probably like the maid of honor.
Yes.
Oh, can I put you in a dress too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. He already has the pink stilettos. So.
It's going to be perfect.
We have matching pairs. Yeah.
Dang. You know, I mean, honestly, my wife said you might not get out of this alive. Like, and people are with the prices we're seeing, $50,000 for a whole wedding. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
That's just I feel like that is so insane. You could take that money and do something good with your life if you want to. I have no money. I have no problem giving money to a couple starting out. If you want that kind of money, here you go. You'll probably get great furniture, maybe get a down payment on a house. Well, maybe not around here. But
a down payment on like a shed.
Yeah, exactly. But something instead of just spending it on that one day.
See, ours was 10% of that. Ours was about 5 G's, but it was destination wedding
good
to
for
Vegas.
You.
We had everyone, if you wanted to come out, it was an open invite to whomever wanted to. You just had to come down to Vegas, party
D.
with
Snyder
us.
Snyder made it there.
Well, T. Snyder could afford the price. He's like, was a reasonably priced thing.
And also, like, he just happened to be at the same place where they were getting married.
Absolutely.
But yeah. We'll forget about that part.
Yeah, of course we will.
But yeah, the most expensive thing was the photographer and the bus, the party bus, to get people out to the location.
Well, the venue is the number two thing on this list of the five things that women wish they could change. I wonder why they wish they could change it. They don't really...
It's got to be the money.
It's got to be. It doesn't say.
$20,000 or something.
They could just... Maybe it was just a venue that didn't fit their liking, but they took it just because that was the only thing that they could get.
Yeah. That's, the number of guests is number three. And again, these all smack to me to increase the price. But you're right, Steve. A lot of times you can't get the venue that you want.
Especially if you're trying to get married in the summer.
Yeah.
Well, I've talked to a couple of my friends that have gotten married within the last year, and they say they wish they had a different venue so they would have had to invite less people. Just because it's too much when you have over like 100, 200 people to like talk to everybody, and it just gets too frustrating.
I have no problem. You want a smaller venue so you don't have to have a lot of people? That's fine.
I don't know. I kind of want everyone there. God. Like, all of you guys would be invited. You guys would all have to come.
Damn straight.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And I'm expecting a really nice wedding if I'm coming.
Oh.
All right. Will Johnny Rubber's
open bar, I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Johnny Rubber's parents, they need to cover half of this.
Isn't it the father of the bride?
I understand that. And that's why I'm panicking. I didn't work as hard as I did so I could blow it all on your dumbass wedding.
Better start saving now.
That's hilarious.
Seriously, and you know what?
No, the part about working hard.
Oh,
yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Hey.
Hey, yo.
But seriously, and am I bad to say this? It's not like it's for the death do us part. What are the chances that, you know, people stay together anymore? Like, it's a 50% divorce rate with young kids.
Are you going to become one of those parents that says if you get divorced by X amount of time, you owe us some money back?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
As long as you're paying up front first.
Oh, yeah. You'll never pay it back. What am I talking about?
I know. Exactly.
This is bad, Sarah. Don't spend my money.
What's the cutoff? Do you have a cutoff? Like, what is how much can I spend?
$30.
Okay.
Like, don't spend your money. She's been doing that her entire life.
Why is it
going to change?
I know, but for some reason she's been bleeding me slowly but surely. It doesn't feel like a lot, but like, you know, to pay $50,000 is a lot of dough.
Might I recommend getting a magician?
Okay.
It was awesome at my wedding.
Ooh, I kind of want a face painter, too. Or like henna.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, great. Steve's going to pay for both of those since he recommended them.
Thanks, Steve.
I'm not paying for crap, man.
Oh, no, you open your big mouth, you're paying. If anybody wants to make any bright ideas, you're paying for them.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's how it works at weddings.
That's how it works at my wedding.
Yeah.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. This next story is pissed off the Rev. I love it, man.
Uh-oh.
We were going over stories as I was driving in, and this one he didn't like. 12% of people would dump their partner for a raise. Bless you. Take it easy, Dan. I didn't realize it was going to make you sneeze, this story.
Thanks.
This is the part that pissed off Rev.
Okay.
35% of people said that they would actually give up their right to vote in order to get a raise.
That is so stupid.
Yeah, Rev's pissed.
It's like 35% of people are complete and utter morons.
Well, what kind of raise are we talking?
Oh, jeez.
Rev, if you double my salary,
yeah,
I'm fine with not voting.
Yeah. Oh. See, look, dude, Rev, you don't understand it, but there are already people, there's a ton of people in this country that don't vote. Anyway, like, they don't participate, so what the hell? They'll take the raise because they're already not voting.
All right, what if they say we're going to give you $1 million raise a year?
No!
Oh, I do it in a heartbeat.
No way.
Are you crazy? Absolutely no way that I would do that.
Believe me.
Then why don't you just go live on, at that point, take your $1 million, go live on another island somewhere else and just stop existing.
That would be my plan, is to go live on an island called Hawaii.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. All right, I'm going to get my thing over here because I don't want to get political.
Okay.
All right, but at the same time, I do want to ask this question because you will in fact be fine because you live in a state where we vote one way.
Yes.
So I won't ask you your plea, but you know how the state votes. You know how it always goes.
Yep.
So they don't need your vote if you like the way it goes. Now, if you don't like the way the state goes, then you probably want to vote, but good luck to you. It never works out for the other side, unfortunately. So take the $1 million. It's like, for instance, I voted what I voted for in the election. It didn't matter because our state did what we did. And, you know, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, but you can say that it doesn't matter. But once you give up your voice, you don't matter to anything. You're saying, I would rather take corporate greed.
Yes! $1 million! What's wrong with you?
Oh, you are part of the problem.
I'm part of the problem. Where at least I know I'm free. Right now, I'm saying that if you like the way the state's doing what they're doing, give up your right to vote and take $1 million.
Yeah, but the second that that happens and suddenly it goes a different way, you're just going to have to deal with it. And maybe your money's going to work out, or maybe they're just going to vote a different way and say, hey, now we're going to take your money back. And haha, suck it, nerd.
No, they can. I have a contract.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Sure. Sure.
So wait, you're telling me you get a raise of $1 million more than what you're making a year.
Yeah.
And you're going to say no to that.
I will absolutely say no if it means taking away my right to vote.
You're insane.
What if they said they'll give you a new gauntlet glove made out of real diamonds?
Real jewels.
No, can't do it.
What about the whole Thanos costume? Like, they made a whole costume that would fit you, perfectly tailored to you with real gemstones.
How about even on top? How about you get to play Thanos in whatever movie it is that you like? And you're live in the franchise.
I like how you're really keeping your finger on the pulse of the new movies coming out.
The Avengers.
Yeah.
Oh, you shush, Steve.
No, he'd do it.
I would not. Dude,
everyone has a lie.
I would not give up anything for my right to vote. That's just crap.
Your wife has just left you because you just dumped $1 million. She'd be like, you turned down $1 million just so you think you have a right that, like, your vote means anything.
That would be fine then, because then I would know what kind of person they are and she is, and now I know what kind of person you guys are.
Oh, you know what we are.
Un-American trash.
No, rich un-American
trash. We're not terrible.
Here's the thing. We're not sheep because we know the truth, Steve.
You're cheap.
No.
You're bought.
Not at all, buddy.
You've been bought.
I got
We're
news for
bought
you.
We're all right now.
I got news for you. The entire political system is crap. It's already been bought, and you know what? I'll take $1 million to not participate in what's a joke. I mean, we're almost like Russia. I mean, at least in Russia, they know their elections are stupid. We pretend ours aren't. But in reality, it doesn't matter. Give me $1 million.
Well, congratulations.
Let's do it.
We'll all go to Hawaii.
Yep.
Anyone here would not on Rev's side on this one? Joe? No? Okay. Yeah. Sarah? Of course not. She doesn't care.
Vic, you take $1 million, right?
She'll buy a lot of boxed wine with that $1 million a year.
Oh.
She'll make it rain at every club.
Oh, yeah.
$1 million a
even
year?
At JCPenney. It's not even a strip club, and she's making it rain.
Terrible.
Yeah, I'm not with Rev. I'm with you guys.
How about you, Danny?
Oh, I'd sell out in a second.
Yeah, baby! Right. America!
Well, I guess you do. Yeah, I guess you do incorporate America's beliefs. Congratulations.
You know, you live in America, okay? Okay?
To you guys?
This is my America.
I didn't know Rev was so political because, really, I don't think he gives a darn about anything except...
No, this is awesome.
Except Thanos and, you know...
Thanos!
And EverQuest. Thanos and EverQuest and Fallout once in a while.
Stop it.
Chris says, Rev for president. Long live the king.
Oh, please.
Rev is right. BJ's insane.
Oh, yeah? You really believe in this political system, do you?
Rev is crazy. I'd give it up for an Arby's beef and cheddar with curly fries.
Yeah.
I'm so high.
See, the thing is, this country will always work no matter what morons in the White House. It will always work. And by the way, when I say moron in the White House, I mean everybody that's been in the White House. They're all morons, if you ask me. So it doesn't matter. As long as I can make my own way, which $1 million more would help me make my own way in spite of what idiots in the government. That's what you have to do as an American. You have to navigate no matter what's going on in the government. That's
the beautiful
thing about this country.
Yeah, it means by voting, and you're just more than willing to just throw that into the nothing.
Your vote made a difference, didn't it? It made no difference at all.
It made it. Oh, you're a terrible human. You're literally the worst human being I've ever heard in my life.
Your vote made no difference.
You are literally the worst human being ever.
Okay, well, tell me how your vote made a difference in the elections. It didn't.
Because if you didn't vote at any point, anybody could just take over that.
Oh, so you voted every election or just some big ones?
Yes, I've voted
every single.
Yes.
Like for everything? You vote for everything?
Yes. My wife makes me do it. We go and research every single thing.
A true American, he does what his wife tells him to do.
Until you were married, did you do it?
Probably not.
Well, then sure.
That's definitely not.
Oh, yeah, but
there's
like,
no, you know, like 40 years ago, BJ, you were just a weird Bostonian jackknob, and you've grown a little bit.
No, there's no growing. I'm just saying you're doing it because your
there's
wife
no
makes
growing.
You. It's just like Steve's a vegetarian sometimes because his wife
I'm
makes
70%
him.
Vegan, guys.
Yeah. Okay? You both of you wouldn't be vegan or voters, the double Vs, if it weren't for your wives.
So she's made me a better person.
I wouldn't go.
And what does it make you now that you're not a voter?
I'm not stupid. Rich. Is what it makes it.
You're really a terrible.
Richard,
you are literally the worst human being ever.
That is not true. Wait. I am enlightened and I know the system.
One texter has something that I think would help the Rev. Hey, Rev, think about it. You could buy all the O's that you want.
I'd like to buy an O.
That's right.
Yeah, thanks.
No, that was really good, Larry.
He's, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Not working out, huh?
I really would believe, because I just know that the stats I read about men here in Washington State, I bet it's close to 50% of men that would say, I'm out.
One person says,
I'll take the million.
Rev is right, but I'd still take the $1 million. One person says, I agree with both. I'm so conflicted right now.
Look, if you, I have no problem with people that want to go vote. I don't. It's just that I would, for $1 million, yeah, I'm done. I'm out.
$1 million a year. We're not even talking about just one.
Oh, it's $1 million a year?
Right. It's a raise.
Oh,
an extra million a year.
Oh, then I'm way out.
Right.
I thought it was just $1 million I was getting. I'm getting $1 million a year?
That's a raise.
Yeah. Well, here's what they said. They'd be willing to give up. So for a 10%, all they would get is a 10% pay raise. So the average American salary is like 52 G's. They would then, for an extra $5,200 a year, basically $140 more in a paycheck, they would basically give up their right to vote. Wow. How about this, Rev? Would you give up any hours of your life?
Ooh.
That was number one on the list. People would give up a certain amount of hours of their life, 10 hours per week for their entire life to get this raise. They would just go, somehow you'd lose 10 hours. I don't know where we'd go.
You just lose 10 hours?
You just lose.
Gone. To get more money?
So maybe maybe your day is like a 20-hour day or whatever the math would work out for that. Instead of a 24-hour day, you get a 20-hour day.
Is the voting one, is that the only thing that you wouldn't be willing to do?
Well, I mean, for that, a hard yes on the voting thing. I would not give up my voting at all.
Hold on. 12% said they would break up with their significant other. So we could get you out of this voting thing if we get you to break up with your significant other.
I'm not going
to
break up with her either.
It's $1 million.
But you break up with her, then you find someone else that encourages you not to vote, and then everything happens right. Win-win.
Get the old Rev back.
No, she's the only person who accepts me. The only one.
Oh, yeah, except she makes you vote.
Yeah, I guess my cats do.
Which, now, by the way, I think that's un-American that she forces you to vote, when in reality, that's your own choice.
Oh, my God.
It's true.
Well,
you
it's
weren't
not like
voting
she's
before.
She's got a gun to his head, and she's like, you better go and vote, bitch.
You know what wives are like. Sometimes they can do that. They can make you,
we're not talking, stop projecting, you weirdo.
Yeah, weirdo.
Oh, really? You didn't vote till you met her.
Here's a question a couple of people asked via text. So she encouraged you to vote, and that's great. Does she also encourage you on who to vote for?
Yeah.
No, we discuss it, and then we vote whichever way that we feel that we want to.
Together? Do you guys vote the same people every time?
No, we don't.
Okay.
There have been times that we go different.
Do you lie to her and tell her you voted for who she wanted you to vote for?
No, she doesn't tell me who she wants me to vote for. Wow. We go through each of the things, we look up stuff on each of the candidates, and we spend some time. She just makes sure that I sit down and do it.
I have a question for him, because he's not going to be able to answer it. All right. And maybe he will. This will prove if he's full of crap or not. So what was the most important thing recently that you voted for that happened that you were happy that happened?
The most important thing that we did vote for was, well, the Tacoma mayor. We made sure and voted for that person.
I'll give you that.
And then we also voted no on the Sound Transit thing that raised all the car tabs.
All right.
Yeah, I just don't let everyone know about it because it's like political beliefs. You just keep it to your damn self.
Which I do appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't need to go tout it everywhere.
You know what? He's kind of legit on this. I mean, those are two things that were in the news.
And he also voted for Ruben Studdard in American Idol that one time, and
it's true. It's true.
Well, yeah,
I'm not a claymate.
That was a good vote. I know it's unfortunate because Ruben got robbed.
No, Ruben won,
dude.
Oh, he won. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You pay attention.
I thought Clay won. Clay didn't win.
No, Clay got runner up, but he ended up the bigger star.
Oh, I
regret this joke.
Sorry. But dude, isn't that funny how life is? I forgot that Ruben won because Clay ended up being more popular.
Yeah.
Isn't that bizarre?
Okay. And he actually became tried to become like a congressman or a senator or something weird.
Yeah. Well, guess what? You wouldn't vote for him. Or I should say I wouldn't vote for him because I got $1 million a year.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy.
How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports in one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total cost, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.